I am Heather Durkak, Vice President of Operations at Gaggle. Our goal at Gaggle is to partner with districts to proactively identify students who are struggling. We do this by analyzing the content within Google, Office 365, learning management systems such as Canvas, and various web filter providers. Today, we're going to focus on the most important category we review for, and that is suicide and self-harm. To put it into context, we reported 64,000 references to suicide and self-harm for the 2019-20 school year. 5,600 were so serious that we called the district immediately. Of those, 927 were so specific that we identified them as a life saved. In my 13 years at Gaggle, the company and every person that works at Gaggle has really embraced our mission to help save lives. This mission is why we are here today, and I'm really looking forward to this discussion. I'm speaking with Ethan Martindale. Ethan is a senior at Cuba Middle Senior High School in Cuba, Illinois. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, I appreciate you being willing to join us so much. Ethan, let me ask, how does it feel to be about halfway through your senior year?
It feels really crazy. I did not expect it to be going this fast. When I was little, my mom and dad would always tell me that it would go by fast. And of course, I didn't believe them, and they were right. It's crazy. It's going by fast.
Yes, maybe we should just repeat that really quick, that you did say your parents were right, because I'm sure as they listen to this and others, they're shaking their heads and smiling when we can capture those moments. So your high school is in Cuba. Cuba is a small rural community in West Central Illinois, and you actually live just outside of Cuba in a town called Smithfield, Illinois. What can you tell us about Smithfield and Cuba and the community?
I mean, the whole community, it's just a great little community. Everybody knows everybody. We are a real tight-knit. I think it's just a wonderful place to grow up in. I've had a really good time growing up here.
You know, I love hearing that, and I love that you recognize and notice that already. I also attended Cuba High School, which was many years ago at this point, but one thing that Ethan and I have in common is that strong connection to our hometown and really just great pride in our community and our family there. To be honest, though, I don't think I recognized that or noticed that or felt that as early as you did, Ethan. So I'm glad that you have that appreciation and awareness. I think I had to kind of step away a little bit to appreciate that, but it is definitely there. So we've talked about your senior year. Let's now switch that up a little bit. Can you remember what it was like starting high school and being a freshman?
Well, I remember I was very nervous for high school, but on the first day, I just had a real good group of friends, and it was so much fun. I loved every second of it.
That's great. Let's talk about your friends a little bit. Tell me about your group.
Oh, let's see. There's about good 7 or 8 of us. We're all real close. We do about everything together. There's probably a day you won't ever see us apart. They're pretty good people.
You know, I think that's another great thing about a small town. You always see your group, because there's just not a lot of different places to be, and not so spread out that you don't see them. But you know, there's a friend though that's not with you as you're in your senior year, but was with you as you started your freshman year, and that's your friend Cole. You want to tell us a little bit about Cole and what your friendship was like?
Oh yeah, we had a great friendship from the first time I met him. I was always giving him a hard time. We'd be giving each other hard times, and he was a really good guy. He was one of them guys you could sit around and just talk to him for hours about anything. He'd listen to you, what you had to say. He was just a really, really good man.
Oh, that That warms my heart to hear you talk about him like that and hear how close you were. And even though that you could talk about anything, there was definitely something that you didn't know about your friend, wasn't there?
Yes.
Yeah. So you want to talk about that a little bit? You know, things really changed for you that spring of your freshman year, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened to Cole? You want to tell us what happened?
Like how I found out?
Yes. How did you find out about it?
It was either second or third hour English class. We were all doing group assignments in Miss Poston's class. And, obviously it was just like a normal day. But, of course, I didn't see Cole at school. So I just, you know, kind of thought he was late or something. But then we got like an announcement on the intercom that told the teachers to check their emails. And then when my teacher checked her email, she gasped, "Oh my God." And it was like, everybody was frantic, of course. And we were all like, what? And she said it was a unconfirmed death of a student. And then she said Cole, and then it was confirmed. And then we just kind of went into shock, I guess. I didn't know what to do. I just sat there and stared off, and I started to cry. And then I found one of my other good buddies and gave him a big hug. And then I had to go home early that day. And that was how I found out.
Wow. That's a lot to take as a, for anyone, especially a freshman in high school. And I can't even, what was going through your head? What were you thinking about as everyone is learning about the suicide?
Well, I thought he just got in like a car accident or something. I didn't, and nobody, nobody knew it was a suicide until, I think later that day.
Really? Okay. Okay. And then, okay. So then you learn how Cole died. You know, do you start thinking about your past few days with him? How was your friend leading up to this?
He just didn't seem all like he felt very good. He kept saying he was sick. He didn't feel good. And of course I thought he was just talking about the flu or something. Like mm-hmm. he didn't look like he felt very good either. Like I just thought he was sick and needed to like go home and get some sleep or something.
Wow. It sounds like he was just really down. And even though you were so close and talked about everything, you didn't know that it was sick. So let me ask you this. You know, when you're in middle school and starting out your freshman year and, you know, you think back, did you ever talk about depression or suicide, you know, with your friends? Or was it something that, you know, were there things at school that talked about it? You know, was it a very common topic?
No, like we never really ever discussed it. Like we never really had, like there'd be like a flyer or something on the wall here and there, but we would never, like we might have had one or two little assemblies about it was mentioned in it here and there, but like never like big mentioning of suicide awareness and all that.
Yes. I mean, when I think back when I was there, definitely was, you know, it was not even ever talked about. And I think, well, you know, there's so many great things about all communities, and especially Cuba and Central Illinois. One piece though is, you know, a positive is just being so, or I don't know if it is a positive, but just a lot of grit and determination and a lot of hard working, just down home people, which is great when everyone is feeling good. But it's really hard to talk about the sad things or the bad things in a small community where everybody does know you, and you just feel like maybe somebody's not supposed to know about something, or you want to kind of hide something. But I think a lot of that changed for you and your friends than after Cole's death? So what about now? What about after his death and suicide awareness?
Yes, there has been a lot more suicide awareness around the community I've seen. We've talked about it a lot more at school, of course, in the days after it happened. Myself and my football teammates for the past 2 years, we've been going to the suicide walk in Macomb.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You know, it's stories like this that really stay at the front of everything we do at Gaggle. And, you know, in these past few years since Cole's death, I've often thought about you and your friends and his family and the community of Cuba so often. And it's why we keep pushing ourselves to keep working with districts to find the kids who are sad and hurting. And it's great to hear that there is more awareness, and you know, you're doing a lot to keep Cole's memory alive and also to keep promoting suicide awareness. So, you know, in addition to the march in his honor, you've partnered with Gaggle to write a blog about that experience, and we appreciate that. You want to talk about some of the key things you really wanted to communicate in your blog?
Yeah, just if you're feeling depressed or stressed or any type of sadness or anything, don't let it bottle up. Find somebody to talk to. Talk about what's going on. It can really help you in the long run.
You're so right. And so I want you to keep being able to share that message. And of course, a lot of our listeners, you know, they are school administrators and teachers. What do you want them to know about what it's like for you as a kid who's lost his best friend to suicide?
It's pretty rough. For a while there, I'd wake up every day and think about if there's something I could have said or done that would have helped him out. Weighs on my mind a lot.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it's what drives you to doing things like this. And that's talking about it today, which I really appreciate. So, yes. You know, knowing that group of administrators and teachers that are listening, what would you like them to know about how they can be there for kids like Cole?
I would tell them to try and develop a working relationship with a student who seems to be having issues. And if they are having issues, make some adjustments on like due dates of assignments or something like that. Give them more time because they're obviously stressed. Just give them time and space.
Yes. What about, you know, how would they know, do you think, you know, if they are working to develop those relationships, how do you think they could know about a student who maybe does need a little bit of more time on an assignment or something like that?
I'm not really sure that you just, because if they don't want to talk about it, then nobody knows about it. I guess if they're acting just odd, like different, like not themselves, I'd ask them if everything's going okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the students should be able to reach out via email or like they can write their teacher a note or something, make it not public. If there's just knock on the teacher's door and, hey, can I come in here for a second and talk or something like that? Keep it on the down low if they don't want everybody to know about it.
Yeah, it's something that's really hard to talk about, you know, really for people of all ages. And that's why I really like your message. It doesn't just apply to those in high school, but as we see the suicide rates and how they are increasing, we've got to just keep talking about it and having multiple ways that anyone, especially our students, can reach out.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you opening up and sharing that experience. I know what's next for you.
Oh, after I graduate, I'm planning on taking an apprenticeship test, which I can do that now if I want to. I'm probably going to wait like a month or two, but I can take the apprenticeship test for becoming an electrician.
Great.
Yes.
That'll be good. Hey, yes. So I looked at the staff directory for Cuba High School, and I actually saw some familiar names. So do you have Mrs. Rogers for anything?
Not this. I had her my sophomore year and I loved her. I kind of wish I wanted to take math this year. I would have signed up for one of her classes, but I don't like math.
Well, I had her and I agree, you know, she is great. So, you know, she helped a lot of us like math. So maybe you should, but just be extra nice to her. She's been helping kids through high school math for years, obviously, if we've both had her. So I just have such fond memories of her and actually her daughter, too, who was really little at the time. But she would have her in her classroom after school at times. I would stop in her room and talk to both of them. So I think Bring Your Daughter to Work Day was happening long before it actually became a thing. So those are the things I think about when I think about Mrs. Rogers. So please share that with her.
You know, I will, for sure.
Awesome. I appreciate that. And Ethan, thank you so much for joining me today and for opening up and talking about your experience. I can't believe you're a senior, but I am so excited that you are. I'm so proud of you, and I can't wait to watch, you know, watch your path and see what's next for you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You know, Ethan and I want to share that if you or someone you know is thinking about suicide, there are free trained counselors available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 800-273-8255. This is Heather Durkak from Gaggle. Thank you all for listening today.